the husband of the victim shows up at the scene. He is near hysterical with concern and asks the police for a ride, which the first six officers who were asked refused to do. Now, police do give rides in their units. Mm-hmm. Mostly it's people that are under arrest, but it's hardly unprecedented. In fact, on a technicality, you could say that gentleman was impaired because he was so overwrought with worry and concern at this horrible news that do you really want somebody that's in that emotional state behind the wheel of a car? Finally, the seventh officer, it took seven who were asked before one said, "I'll give you the lift."
Yeah.
I am a major supporter of the police. Those of you who have been listening to me for a while here know that it was you and me working together that helped get our officers a 5% raise years ago because the starting salary was embarrassing. Asking people to put their lives on the line for a pittance. So I'm all for the officers, but we have got to let them do their job. And there has to be at least a sense that the good people who obey the law are going to be protected and the people who break it are going to be dealt with. That's why we have prisons. And until we start making it known that, no, you're not going to get away with it, we're just going to see more of this. And there was nothing in that meeting, and I said this on Facebook today, there was nothing in that meeting yesterday that made me feel a shred of confidence that they're even taking this seriously. I know that's hard to believe, but
it's
when City Councilman Calhoun is more worried about parliamentary procedure than what the person is saying. I think somebody talked to him after he made, you know, you've got 1 minute left. She's in the middle of explaining the heartbreak of watching your own daughter go through this horrendous crisis. And he's more worried about how much time she has left. You let that person talk.
Right.
They got a story that needs to be heard.
Yeah.
So, and that's just another reason why
it's hitting literally too close to home.
There's another city council meeting a week from Tuesday. We need to be there. We need to see the Burgermeister. And the whole idea that two cities with major crime issues and ranking high on the national level in crime are going to somehow come up with a solution together. Really? Selma's going to help us solve this, huh? Okay. I don't think so. I was brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham, boy, he'd make a good police chief. He is a stickler for detail. And we thank Tom for supporting our messaging here on News Talk for such a long period of time. Pennier and Concrete Technologies, they're the best in the business. Tom Latham is a guy who takes every project, whether it's refurbishing the football stadium in Prattville or pouring somebody a stamped concrete patio or anything in between, concrete landscaping, walls, there's so much that can be done. It's truly an art. He will not put his name on anything that isn't done to his very high standards, including top-notch materials being used and testing the soil. That's an issue. One reason why so many people are looking at cracked concrete driveways and patios is because the soil is sandy and it's got to be tested for proper reinforcement. And they test it for the full length and width of any pour they're going to do. Watch the videos on Facebook. They're meticulous and their outcomes are stunning. So when you're ready to add concrete, you're going to pay. Concrete is not cheap, but if you get the results you want, it's going to immediately add that amount of money to the value of your home and grow with it, because it's been done right the first time. 284-9292 for an estimate. You love Tom. He's a great guy to chat with and talk ideas with. 284-9292. And watch those videos and look at those photos on Pennier and Concrete Technologies Facebook page. It's traffic at 8:05.
Well, we have an accident now. Highway 231 at Redland Road. If you're headed into Montgomery, make sure you watch out for those folks there. Around Montgomery, just very busy. We got a little bit of congestion on 85 southbound, Chantilly Parkway through the construction all the way up to Taylor. And we're busy at the interchange and the boulevard around the city. No other major problems that we know of at the moment. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar on your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is not headline news. Today is National High Five Day. Always a challenging day for Kevin Hart. Counterfeit Botox has been found in several states and in Nicole Kidman's forehead. Deep Purple announced a 2024 tour. The band's name is perfect now since their legs have deep vein thrombosis. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday. The crew's looking forward to it because he shouldn't need much makeup. Pamela Anderson will appear in the Naked Gun reboot. "You had me at Pamela Anderson and naked," replied a time traveler from 1996. And one in five children in the U.S. are obese, and they're easy to spot. They're the kids on the down end of the teeter-totter. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the toilet is 8 o'clock.
Thomas.
What a bunch of crap.
A revolt is brewing among House Republicans over Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to hold votes on foreign aid bills, including one with more money for Ukraine, another with aid for Israel. There will be no Senate impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Senate Democrats have tossed out two articles of impeachment drawn up by House Republicans. Jury selection resuming today in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. So far, seven jurors have been chosen, with 11 more to go. Israel's leader is brushing aside plans, rather pleas, for restraint in Israel's response to last weekend's Iranian drone and missile attacks. And the Maine legislature has approved sweeping gun control legislation nearly 6 months after the deadliest shooting in the state's history. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 68 points, NASDAQ futures 32 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck. with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MetaShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
International. Amateur.
Radio Day.
All we hear is radio.
How about a little radio?
International.
Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission. Transmission.
I'm an amateur.
8:11 on Radio Day. Actually, it's amateur.
Well, amateur radio day.
Some days we qualify.
You're a ham.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the lame ass story about the canned ham that changed somebody's life?
I'm not sure if I heard that.
Would you like to hear that story?
Sure.
Certainly.
You're lying.
Well, I don't. I have no idea.
It's a great story. It's one of those. One of those God things that you could never plan in a million years, but it just happened.
All right.
And when you have like, the kind of audience that we have here, mm-hmm. and they know exactly when to respond, I'll tell it quickly.
Okay.
Every year we would give away canned hams at Christmas time because Armor was one of our sponsors. And we were down to the final ham. People had to ham it up on the air. They had to do something, tell a joke, or do something goofy. So this lady calls, and she wins the ham. Congratulations. Says, boy, thank God, because my husband left my daughter and me.
Oh, I've heard this. Yes, go ahead.
I have no income.
Yes.
And I had no idea what we were going to do for Christmas dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even have to ask. There was no GoFundMe. There was no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The next day was a Saturday. I came in and did a live show, and I walked out of that studio. And the following Monday, invited the woman and her daughter in.
Yeah.
And we gave her a box of money with over $7,000.
That's amazing. I do remember this story. Wow, that's heartwarming.
That's the best thing about doing this is that sometimes you have an opportunity to really change a life.
Yeah.
And I've always been blessed, ma'am, because the people that listen really care. Mm-hmm. They don't say they care. They care. Especially, they walk the talk.
Especially the listeners of this station.
Absolutely.
Are so loyal, too.
I'm thinking about the group at Baumhauer's last night. Again, you know, mm-hmm. just fabulous people. Always, how can I help? They're always the first to step up.
Yeah.
By the way, 2 weeks, not 2 weeks from today, but a week from this coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I know Jay is eager to be there for this one. I'd be starting my 20th year here. And Jay was there for that moment, that BM, that big moment in my life.
I was. I do remember.
And how fun it was to work with a new guy who didn't know jack squat about the system or anything else, literally on-the-job training. And we gave away, I remember, we need a contest, so we gave away a thick burger from Hardee's.
Yes, we did.
So, I just want to celebrate the start of year number 20 here, and we're putting some stuff together to make it even more. In fact, I'm hoping we can get Alabama Unfiltered and Young Joey to stop by, too.
I'm going to do my best to be there that day.
8:14. Speaking of Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
The best chance of showers in our state today will be across the northern counties, northern strip of counties, especially north of I-20. However, our rain chances are not quite zero, but they're just very low today. We'll see mostly cloudy through tonight with another warm day, high 86. The normal high would be about 79. Tonight's low 70. Let's say 66 for tonight. Tomorrow's high in the upper 80s will be maybe teasing the record. The record is 89 for tomorrow. So limited sunshine tomorrow with widely scattered storms possible, but I think the chances are small on Friday. Up just a notch on Saturday, some spotty showers, perhaps a thunderstorm. 84 Saturday, then a big temperature drop on Sunday. Sunday's high, as opposed to the 80s, will be only in the 60s, so that's going to be very noticeable with scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely on Sunday. Right now this morning, Maxwell's at 70. It's cloudy and 68 at MGM at 8:15.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get for those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
So the question is, when was the last time you had an animal cracker?
I was just thinking of that same thing. And also, where do you get animal crackers now? I guess any store.
I'm
sure Food Outlet has them. It costs plus 10%.
Yeah, any grocery store has them.
Near the breakfast cereals?
In the cookie aisle.
In the cracker, aisle. Yeah.
Yeah, like
crackers, the saltines, the club and crackers stuff. The good stuff. Hey, since you mentioned animal crackers and I mentioned Food Outlet, let's take a look at this week's specials.
Want to?
Yeah, I do. One of the things, they keep telling us inflation's at 3 or 4%. When I go into the store and I see stuff that's about 50 or more percent higher than it was in 2021, what could have happened that year that made such a big difference? I have time to discuss that. But one thing that's gone up substantially in price are soda products. And whether it's by the can or by the bottle, and you will save money if you like your Diet Coke or your Coke or Sprite Zero, which I have really started to drink quite a bit of, cut back on the caffeine a little bit. A 24-pack suitcase of your favorite Coke products, just $9.99. I have seen those priced at $14.99 in other stores. Whenever I'm in a store that also sells groceries, I reconnaissance shop. So I can tell you with the utmost confidence, you're going to save money on everything at Food Outlet because everything is cost plus 10% pricing. In the meat department, for example, this week, chuck roast, $4.56 a pound. Western-style pork ribs are $1.37 a pound. A family pack of USDA drumsticks is $1.18. How about a side for those drumsticks? How about some beady weenies? Bush's baked beans, all flavors, in the 28-ounce can, just $2.56. A four-pound bag of Domino sugar is $3.18. Yellow onions, $2.50 for the three-pound bag. And it's grilling time. Stock up on Char King charcoal at $5.77 for the 15-pound bag. And there are more. They're posted at the front door at all three Food Outlet locations. 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in Prattville, just west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, 439 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery for Food Outlet.
Who's ready?
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, the game we're going to play is called Real or Fake. I'm going to read you a brief summary of three lawsuits. When I've finished, call 272-9228 and tell me which one is the fake.
Okay.
All right.
This is different.
Okay, and we will start at the top with this.
Number one.
A couple sued in vitro fertilization for making them an ugly baby. Despite the fact that it's their own DNA, they contend that something in the combination and insertion phase made their baby not be as attractive as they are. All right.
Number two.
Two women desperate to get their hands on an exclusive Birkin handbag are suing Hermes in California on grounds the company won't sell them one unless they buy other luxury products first.
Number three.
Spearmint Rhino, a chain of adult entertainment clubs since 1992 with a Vegas location near the Strip, is suing a strip club called the Peppermint Hippo.
The Peppermint Hippo.
Alleging that Peppermint Hippo infringes on the club's trademark because the names are confusingly similar. Mm-hmm. I know I'd get Spearmint Rhino and Peppermint Hippo mixed up all the time.
Which one?
All right, so you've heard the three descriptions. Which of those three is the fake?
I'm going to say the ugly baby one is probably
what
a fake.
What about you, Jane?
I kind of feel like, yeah, because I mean, that sounds so dumb to do that.
Any one of them could be.
But I also feel like people would. God, I don't know. I'll go with the baby thing, too, but I don't know.
Well, we need to have a listener guess which one was the fake. 272-9228. 272-9228. Which of the, we have the couple suing an in vitro fertilization center for their ugly child.
The handbag requires their
luxury items.
Yeah,
and the spearmint rhino and the peppermint hippo confusion. All right, we'll get a winner right after traffic. 272-9228. We're waiting.
Well, a little earlier, we had an accident on Highway 231 at Redland Road. We're hoping that one is out of the way by now. A couple of new accidents. Taylor Road at Atlanta Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there, as well as the 2500 block of East Boulevard. That's going to be near the bridges over Ware's Ferry. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And everywhere else, very busy. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other accidents happen. There is so much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
At 8:21, playing Real or Fake Lawsuit Edition, and Steve was the first one to call in. So, Steve, tell me, which of those three lawsuit summaries, which one is the fake?
I think it's number two, the handbag.
The handbag one?
Okay. Is it number two? No.
No.
Ooh, that's
guess
real.
Guess what? That means it's either number one or number three.
You figured that out. Thanks for trying, Steve.
Thanks, man.
All right, Papa John. It's got to be either number one or number three. Which one is it?
I'm on grade with you guys. I think it's number one.
There we go. We did not know the answer. It just sounded like it.
Thought their baby was ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I could see somebody trying that, though. Yeah, trying to, yeah. But you,
Who would admit it?
Yeah.
Who would admit they got an ugly baby?
Right, and it was because of their DNA, right?
And then one day the kid might find out, wow, my parents sued because they thought I was hideous.
Yeah.
That could lead to all kinds of emotional trauma.
All right, man, you're a winner.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Stay in the line.
Hang on there, Papa John. We will be with you momentarily. At 6:22.
Hey,
I'm only 2 hours off.
Well, you're doing this for the Western time, so.
Yeah, I know. We have a ton of listeners out there in California.
Yeah, sure.
And Montana. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is time, though, for 1819
News. News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is the first endorsement of the Republican candidate for the Congressional District 2 race. Britt wasted no time in endorsing Caroline Dobson following the results of the runoff race this past Tuesday. Dobson was up against Dick Brubaker and walked away with 58% of the runoff vote. Dobson will now be up against Democrat candidate Shamari Figures in November. Britt says she's excited to endorse her friend and to see someone who will put Alabamians first be working in Washington, D.C. Britt says she knows that Dobson will fight tirelessly for secure borders, safe streets, stable prices, and opportunities for every Alabamian. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Kyle Calvert of Irondale was in a courtroom on Wednesday. Calvert is facing federal charges for placing and setting off an explosive device outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office, which is in Montgomery. Calvert entered a not guilty plea to the charges filed against him. A judge sided with federal prosecutors who said that Calvert is a flight risk and safety threat, so Calvert will remain in the custody of U.S. Marshals throughout this legal process. The city of Irondale is getting ready for a new ballpark and library. The ground was broken on Wednesday of this week at the two construction sites. The ballpark will be located on Ruffner Road and is expected to be ready for youth baseball and softball games by April 2025. And the new public library is on Grants Mill Road. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I'm Johnny Adams. I represent people injured in car wrecks at no fault of their own. Call me, Johnny Adams, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart to hearts. And that's why it's time. Time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama by combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. We are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease with a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. A partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
Your drama.
If you really want to leave out that Oxford comma, just keep them under me.
It is 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I haven't mastered that pronoun thing yet, and they want me to not commit word crimes. Weird Al. There's always room for Weird Al, especially on a day that's so lackluster.
Mundane.
Here's another idea for a contest. So I thought we'd just audition this live on the air. We may do this down the road.
Okay.
Or we may not, depending on whether I have the approval of my teammates here. Since we're always looking for new ways to give away things.
Approved.
Can you guess the title of the song based on a performance by bagpipes?
Oh, that's interesting.
So let's try this classic.
I can't. I don't even see the answer, and I can't do anything.
Well, you would never get it then.
Yeah,
because it doesn't sound anything like what it really is supposed to be.
That's my guess. Is that it doesn't sound.
I wonder if one of our listeners figured it out.
Maybe they're better than I am if they did.
I mean, he said Rich says he's got the answer in front of him, and he can't
try that middle one.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah. Now that one, okay.
But the other one.
No.
I am not.
Not at all.
You know, there are two instruments. We know, because some of them have died.
Right.
That drug abuse has always been a thing with people in the music business.
Mm-hmm. Especially pipers.
And I think the evidence, first of all, what straight, sober person would come up with an instrument? What do they make those out of? Like a bladder from animal?
I don't know.
And they shove all these pipes in it, and they put a place where you can blow and then make music with this ridiculous, morbid-sounding instrument.
The bagpipes are a guilty pleasure of mine. I have two guilty pleasure instruments, the bagpipe and the banjo.
The banjo's fine.
No, the banjo works for me.
Hey, what's the one
I bought a banjo. I tried to learn the banjo.
Yeah.
What's the one that people wear and it's...
The accordion.
The accordion.
Who the hell would come up with a keyboard and 88 buttons? You know, and then who's got the two hemispheres of the brain that can coordinate that? My partner on the morning show in Florida for many years was actually not only an accomplished accordion, he played Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
So one morning,
how did he get to Carnegie?
He was good.
That's what I practice. And they had some kind of a thing. That's the answer.
And my boss at the same station was an organist at a roller rink. He knew the keyboard, so the two of them had a Lady of Spain off one morning on the show.
With weather instrument,
the accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And the boss played first. He did a pretty good job. I wish I could find the audio from this. But Donald was absolutely unbelievable.
Is that right?
To hear it and to watch him perform it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
There's a lot of polka music that was played on the accordion. Is that right? Am I right about that?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Okay, try that first one. Try the one.
I hate this song. I didn't want to play it.
Okay, it's just see what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm on the wrong one.
You have any idea?
Man, that little part at the end, they clicked. And here's my problem. I want to hear it again, but I don't want to ask you to play it again.
Yeah, right.
Sure, listeners are dying for more.
Exactly. So just go ahead and tell me what it is.
That middle one was the easiest. This one was...
Should we try this as a contest?
No.
No.
If I could hear that again, I probably could get it, but do not play it again. It's way too long to get to the part that's going to trigger. So you go ahead and tell me whatever. If you want to, it's up to you. I'll just look.
I'm a big fan of this show.
So should we do this as a contest?
No, no, no.
Okay. It's hard. Except for that middle one. Sweet Child of Mine was...
What were the other ones that we don't know yet?
Okay.
Or should you want to save it for a contest tomorrow? I don't know.
Well, that first one we played...
Here, I'll just go look.
I think there's a law against playing bagpipe music 2 days in a row.
First one we played was...
I can't even read it from here. Because of my... Oh, my God, no.
No, it's not at all. It didn't sound like... And there's the one you just...
Really?
Played. Yeah.
Good God.
Don't give it away.
Okay.
I haven't said I'm not giving anything away.
We're going to table that for a minute. Today is also National High Five Day, and I wasn't aware that the high five originated out of baseball.
Yeah.
Specifically in 77 when Dusty Baker and a player named Glenn Burke.
Oh, I didn't know. So before 77, people weren't high fiving?
No.
Is that right?
No, he's through the hand slap.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
But, and now it's funny, that's one of the first things little kids learn.
Yeah.
Is how to high five.
Right.
And when it happened at the Dodgers game on this date, 1977. ESPN did an actual 30 for 30 on this, so I don't know who watches them.
Hello, New Stock.
But then they give instructions on how to do it. Why would anybody with two functioning motor neurons need an explanation on how to do a high five?
High five.
Stay calm and be ready to move in unison, because a misplaced hand hurts.
Are these people calling about the bagpipes?
They didn't say.
Bagpipes.
Well, let's see what Darren has to say. Darren?
Hey, hi.
Oh, sir, is one of them Tom Petty?
No. Mm-mm.
No?
Okay, not even close. Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for trying.
Thanks for calling.
Let's see if Randall has solved the mystery.
So, hey, Randall.
I'm like Jay. It clicked, but I'm so, I guess, removed from that right at this moment in my life. I guess, but yeah, that last one, it did click. But then I'm calling to see before you start the contest, because I've only thought of bagpipes as something special for the military at the end.
Yeah,
I'm just curious what other people think. Do you think this should? I mean, do they think this should be used as a game? I mean, are we getting? Am I being too?
I'm just looking for new challenges that are fun for listeners. That's all.
Yeah. Oh yes. I'm just asking.
Oh God! One of my best friend Sandy said that was a little painful. Okay.
See what I mean? Yeah, I want you to redo it, but no.
But how do you find out unless you try it, right?
Oh, no doubt. And man, it could have took off like wildfire. You never know. Cause I love them. I love them whenever I've heard them. You know what I mean? Like I've only heard them until now at a funeral and somebody standing way on the hill. Why one of our servicemen have been laid to rest.
Greg, what you should do is play, tell them what number three is, and then play it, because even when you hear it, even when you know the answer, it's hard to pick out, you know.
Let me download it so I can, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into it. It's 55 seconds. We'll start here.
Okay.
That song at all.
Oh, wait. Can I tell them the answer?
Yeah.
It's Hotel California.
Dang.
It just...
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
I know, right?
And it's like this. Uncle Weather, they said, oh, don't do that again. It's done.
No,
it's killing me. Uncle Weather, like, Uncle was like, run it back, baby, run it back. So I love it. And Jay was like, don't do it, don't do it.
She's so funny.
Uncle was like,
yeah.
Do it.
That's like the emergency alert system.
Thank you, Randall, for the call. Here's something I'm going to post on Facebook. It is the Drunk Barbie birthday cake.
Okay.
And it's gross, but it is pretty funny. So I'm going to post that now with a cute little smiling, crying icon while you're doing this.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
I always wait to... Three.
From Hope Smith Brown, please, no more. My head is exploding.
Right? Yeah, I get it. I totally get you. Most, I love it, but I totally understand.
And by the way, the other one was Eye of the Tiger. The other one that Jay said, please don't play it again. But anyway, another warm, dry day today. Well, I say dry. I've got the rain chances at 20% or less today, so not zero. But mostly cloudy through tonight. 86 the high today, 66 the low tonight. Tomorrow's high in the upper 80s, so we'll be close to the record, perhaps, of 89. Limited sunshine tomorrow with widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. But a small chance tomorrow. A little bit better chance, perhaps, on Saturday. With a high around 84, but showers and storms become likely Sunday, along with a big change in temperatures. No longer the 80s. We're talking about temperatures which will be only in the 60s on Sunday. Right now, this morning, it's 70 at Maxwell and 68 at MGM, now at 841.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever, with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Here's one of our sponsors that hopes you don't need to call them today. Because they're there when you do need them, and hopefully today's not today. Well, we're talking about our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Having an accident, obviously, is no fun. I've had a series over the years, usually not my fault, too. Some idiot will some sort of interact with my car. Anyway, Montgomery Paint and Body's been helping me out for over 35 years. In fact, they've been in the business for over four decades. And Donnie Turner originally got into business because he had worked for other folks that, you know, were taking, let's say, shortcuts in some cases. But he's not wired that way. It's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but they don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is not the way they roll. And that's why people keep going back to and using them. A prominent insurance company used them as an example of how things should be done right in the paint and body business. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. Tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your prerogative. Their attention to detail is amazing. That's why we always tell you Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
All right. I have heard from a number of people.
Does the bagpipes suck?
Jay said it best, probably.
I told you, it's one of my guilty pleasure instruments. I actually love that as a contest, but good God.
It's hard.
Only one song was recognizable out of that.
Right.
And I don't think, no matter how many times you had to have played that over for a phone-in contest, anybody was ever going to land on Eye of the Tiger or Hotel California. Which means we'd have been playing that thing over and over to hear it. So I get it.
All right. We're at 60 minutes before the top of the hour. Going to check traffic, and our Morning Maroon nominees are next. Some good ones today.
Well, officially, we've still got a couple of accidents on the books. These should be out of the way, but use caution. Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway had a minor accident there, and also one reported in the 2500 block of East Boulevard. That should be somewhere around the bridges over Wears Ferry. So please use caution there. Still very busy, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are doing a big business this morning and still got a lot of incoming traffic from our feeder roads into Montgomery, Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation of compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
There are more nipples in the world than people.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
It is 8:48.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap!
All right, where's the dunce cap today as we salute the dumbest of the dumb with our Morning Maroon nominees at 8:49. There's a lady named Aisha Vardag. She calls herself one of the top divorce lawyers in London. But it appears that she participated in a major mistake.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Thanks for reminding me that I have that available. Major mistake.
Dun dun dun! Is that what you wanted? I'm sorry.
Hey, bring back the bagpipes.
I'm never going to hear the end of the frickin' bagpipes, am I? A major. Because her as a, one of the top divorce lawyers in London, if you're going to claim that, you mm-hmm. should not divorce the wrong couple.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. A couple had been married 20 years. Vardag's office clicked on the wrong file name in an online portal and declared them officially divorced.
Ooh.
Yeah, it took days for the mistake to show up, and now they're, you know, that's the thing. You can't just say, oh, we made a mistake, please restore it. They got to go through 8,000 bureaucratic.
Wow.
And I have a story. This was sent to me from Mark Cumby, our great virtual producer. It's an old story. It goes back to 2018 about a lady named Crystal Methvin who was arrested for...
Crystal what?
Methvin. It's her real name. And if you can, as you can see from her mugshot...
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, delightful. But here's one in Indiana. Woman there facing narcotics charges after she called police to report a bad batch of meth. She called 911 twice to complain about the person who sold her drugs.
Oh, God.
She claimed that she had smoked normal meth before snorting one of the newer batches and demanded police test the suspected bad batch.
I think this is bad. Can you get back to me and let me know?
I mean, at least here we have, like, real crimes that real police can solve.
That's horrible.
We don't have people that stupid. At least to my knowledge.
Good luck to all the other contenders in this one, because that's going to be a tough one to beat.
Weekend at Bernie's visits the bank. A Brazilian woman rolled the corpse of a man into a bank to get him to co-sign a loan.
That one I know about, yeah.
Yeah, she is spotted on video. Enrique de Souza Vieira Nunes.
Yeah, huh?
Can be spotted on video standing next to the dead guy who's in a wheelchair. She appears to hold up his head and asks him to sign a $3,400 loan.
Well,
a bank worker pointed out the man's skin color looked off. Why is it that we always see color first?
I bet.
She could face charges relating to theft through fraud and abuse of a corpus delicti.
Well, the bank co-sign loan with the corpse is good, but I'm sorry. Crystal Methlin, it's bad meth problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please test this officer?
Why not?
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All right, we are at 8:52. Guys, two things affect most men as we age: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And denying it, putting it off, or being ashamed over it is crazy. When you can get it fixed, why put it off? Guys don't like to go to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health is a clinic created to take care of guys with these issues. The reality being, pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, a study was done that showed many men who are dealing with these issues will become more irritable deliberately or argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you're just going through the day in a fog. It's no way to live. Knowing whether you have low T is huge at combating some of these issues. In fact, did you know as you age, a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health should be part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. This can change your life. You get the test, the result, and a plan, a medical plan, not a theory. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives. Men can get back that higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, even an increased libido. And you can book the same day you call. So time to start feeling amazing again and make that call to 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663 or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. This will be our final traffic with Skipper at 8:53.
Well, we're still pretty busy all over Montgomery. Most of our earlier accidents are in the process of clearing. You might want to still use a little caution. Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road and also on the bridges over Weir's Ferry on East Boulevard. We believe those are out of the way, but just be careful out there. Still very busy all over the city of Montgomery. No other problems. Travel Millbrook Wetumpka giving us an all clear as well. Trinity State hosting on-campus registration today until 6 p.m. Staff is on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trinity State. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
For
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The crowds are gone at the Masters. Gone are the corporate sponsors, the people who paid to be VIPs. And now, one person up on charges for stealing memorabilia from the Masters. See you next year.
Nothing's immune anymore. Even the Masters got something, millions of dollars worth of fake Masters merchandise.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yep. Total scam. And then earlier we mentioned the NBA player who has been suspended for life.
Yes.
And we have a random call coming in.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning, this is Carl Day. What time is it?
So, we have 1 minute till the end.
Yeah, we're near the
what
end.
What time is it, though?
8:59.
Yeah.
8:39.
8:59. Of course, I get my grits and shrimps real soon.
Yes, they open at 11.
Shrimp and grit day.
Yes.
You got 2 hours and 1 minute to go before you can get your shrimp and grits at the Seafood Bistro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Crowdhead.
But does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really care? Maybe we can get that one on the bagpipes. By the way, Katie Joe sends a note saying, I love that segment with the bagpipes. Yeah. Don't listen to those yahoos telling you to stop.
Would I be one of those yahoos?
I'm fine with it. I just know everybody else hates it. So I don't want to endure that. I just, it's not good for business.
Is that what you're thinking?
It's like the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah, it is.
That would get people's attention, wouldn't it, if that came over the air?
All right, we're done.
Please quiet.
Shut up, Jeb.
Is that Hotel California? No, that's a tornado warning.